Nolte, Fredo Finally Got Whacked. By John Nolte on December 5, 2021. Just think. For the rest of our lives, we get to write the following. Disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. And disgraced former primetime anchor Chris Cuomo, DCNN. Wasn't it Henry II who said, "Will no one rid me of these corrupt Cuomos?" Well, we're now rid. Yes, we are at long last rid of these silver-spooned, dilettante cancers on truth, decency, and most of all, merit. What a fall. Wasn't it just yesterday that Fredo was talking about running for mayor of New York and Andrew was on CNN with Chris every night to dry-hump his legend into a run for the presidency? It sure feels like yesterday. What a difference a day makes. What I enjoy most about the fall of Fredo and Andrew is why they fell. The why is fascinating, illuminating, and revealing. The why is also what's important to keep in mind when you look at the lack of values in the Democrat Party and CNN. Did I just repeat myself? Andrew Cuomo was not forced to resign for his direct responsibility in the deaths of countless elderly New Yorkers in their assisted living centers. Thousands died needlessly because Andrew required nursing homes to accept people infected with the coronavirus. Thousands of innocent and vulnerable people needlessly died because Andrew forced nursing homes to pour this deadly virus into the very places where those most vulnerable to the virus lived. Andrew Cuomo was not forced to resign for lying about this sociopathic policy or for forging government documents to cover it up. Andrew Cuomo was not forced to resign after it was discovered he offered friends and family a concierge coronavirus testing service when the people who really needed those tests, the elderly, were dropping like flies. You see, Democrats are fine with killing off the elderly, who they see as a drain on the public resources needed to create their statist utopia. Democrats also see the elderly as Republican voters, so the more who die, the better. No, Andrew was forced to resign because he made a bunch of left-wing women uncomfortable while hitting on them. See, if you're a Democrat, you can kill all the old Republicans you want. Just don't make the leftist ladies uncomfortable. The same goes for CNN. Fredo Cuomo was not whacked for violating his quarantine while infected with the China flu. He was not whacked for staging the fake exit of his quarantine on CNN. He was not whacked for accepting Governor Brothers' concierge testing service as the elderly dropped like flies. He was not whacked for grabbing a colleague's butt, or for joining Governor Brothers' crisis team, or for ginning up violence in black neighborhoods, or for repeatedly violating mask mandates as he lectured the rest of us to mask up. And last week, he was only suspended, and expected to return after the holidays, when it was discovered he used his position as a CNN anchor to dig up dirt on Governor Brothers' accusers. No, Fredo finally got whacked for, well, we don't know what. CNN isn't saying. Here's the relevant part of the fake network statement. Chris Cuomo was suspended earlier this week pending further evaluation of new information that came to light about his involvement with his brother's defense. We retained a respected law firm to conduct the review, and have terminated him, effective immediately. While in the process of that review, additional information has come to light. Despite the termination, we will investigate as appropriate. Emphasis added. Whatever it was that finally rid us of this corrupt Cuomo, you can bet that it had zero to do with journalistic ethics or basic morality and everything to do with offending the left or malevolent mini-Bond villain Jeff Zucker. And contrary to what some are saying, he also wasn't fired for helping his brother. Yes, of course, family loyalty comes first. Family always comes first. But to respect that loyalty, you do not betray another loyalty. The compact with your co-workers and audience. When those loyalties conflict, you make the hard choice, you don't try to have it both ways. Fredo should have taken a leave of absence from CNN to join his brother's crisis team. That was the only ethical decision here, and everyone would have respected that. Instead, he chose the unethical route of betraying his job and co-workers. Fredo was not in some impossible either/or situation. He's filthy rich. A leave of absence would have brought him no financial hardship. Instead, he chose to be a sneak, a liar, and a two-faced phony. Bye, Felicias. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.